This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Master Toast On Air, your go-to show for all things Toastmasters in the greater Wellington region. Join us as we spotlight our incredible members, diving into their passions, interests, and exciting personal projects. Welcome to episode number 8. My name is April, and I have the pleasure to welcome one of our amazing members, Selena.
Kia ora, April.
Hey.
Kia ora, team.
Glad to have you here. In the hot seat.
So glad speak. To be here.
Now, to start off, tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, so kia ora team. So my name is Selena Perry. So I'm of Māori heritage and also Polish heritage as well. From my father's side, he's got American Indian ancestry on him as well. I've lived in the Wairarapa for the past 2.5 years now. So initially I lived in the Wellington area. You know, I loved it out there. We had also a new build out there as well. But, you know, after a while I was just kind of over all the busy life. You know, I was in that kind of period of my life where I was like kind of enjoying just that quietness. So we decided one weekend we'd come over to the Wairarapa, and it was like, I believe it was October the 18th, and it was a beautiful day. Boom, sold me. That following week, I was beelining, trying to find some land, because what I was wanting to do was actually to build a house.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I wanted to build a house, so that's why I was looking for some land. And basically, within that week and a half, we had found some land. We went unconditional, and then a couple of months later, we were in conversations with like a building company, building our house. And it was kind of fantastic, because we were building kind of what I'd always wanted around me, and like just everything I'd always wanted. So we built kind of like our dream kind of like land, and finally, not land, sorry, house, and finally probably our forever home, because I've always lived in houses only for like 2 to 3 years, and I really wanted to find like a kind of like one-stop shop for me and the boys and Michael, who is my partner, to live in. So yeah, here we are 2.5 years later. We have built a house. I currently work in the Wellington region. I'm a portfolio manager. I work for a data and services company. So I manage all the strategic initiatives from a planning and prioritization perspective. So a very busy corporate role as well. Really enjoy that, but that's kind of how I'm structured and kind of how I'm made up. It's just keeping nice and busy. My values, I've got 2 particular core values. Integrity, trust, honesty, and fairness are like very key to me. So one can always trust that I will be fair and honest in all my actions and decisions. My passions, I really enjoy singing. I enjoy tennis as well, but a lot of my time these days is taken up with landscaping, because, as I mentioned, we built the house, but around it you had to kind of like build it all up. So yeah, I mean, quick 101 on me.
That's quite a lot. I can see, the 2 different aspects that you have in your life, with, say, having the quiet space out in the Wairarapa on a lifestyle block,
yeah. And
then juggling that with the corporate side, and then of course having all your other activities. So good on you. Yeah, I must admit I was struck by the Wairarapa as well when with moving here as well. So
yeah,
I mean, just with the weather, it's
beautiful, absolutely, like no regrets. And that's what I always tell everyone. Sometimes, you know, people at work are like, do you regret moving over there? No, not at all. Love it, you know. It's like the weather is the real kind of selling point, but
Just
you know, driving through farmland instead of those kind of busy streets in Wellington, I mean, it's just all bliss to me these days.
Yeah, I agree. Right, so what attracted you to join Toastmasters?
Oh, yes. So the reason why I joined Toastmasters is kind of a interesting story. Well, to me, I feel like it is, because sometimes I feel when people ask me, why did I join? I sometimes think to myself, I'm not even sure myself, but I do know why. So, you know, as every kind of employment role that we have, you've got to go through like kind of goal setting, career development. So I was setting my goals for my current role. And then I've got a growth mindset. So I was trying to think of like areas that I could kind of grow in and kind of gain more experience or build in my leadership kind of space. So, and the good thing is like your company, my company will fund whatever you do. But so initially I wrote down Toastmasters, but then I was thinking, no, I won't add it as like a kind of a goal for work. That can just be something personally I want to do. So I joined Toastmasters just basically to develop in my leadership development, to gain more public speaking confidence. So within my current role, I do quite a lot of presentations and I have to speak to particular executives. So, you know, coming to Toastmasters, well, what I envision of what it can help with is like kind of creating that structure, you know, that's how it kind of plays out, the structure, and also expanding my Wairarapa whānau network. So, you know, I mean, I'm a quiet person. I tend to keep to myself, but joining a group, we're all very different and unique people, but I love every single person. You can always have just such a great conversation, everyone. And it's fun and it's challenging, definitely challenging. I remember the first thing that I did was timer. Timing is like more hectic than you think, but stress. But but you know, it's challenging and it's fun, and that's what I'm up for.
Nice one. Yes, I definitely feel that too. But like, it's such a great way to, especially if you're new here in the Wairarapa, to grow your network. So
definitely.
Yeah. What are the current benefits that you are experiencing now for having been to a number of Toastmaster sessions?
Yes, so I've been a member of Toastmaster since October 2024. So still very new to the team, very new to it all. Like, and each meeting that you go to, you're always learning how things are done, how you kind of play things out. But what I've learned so far is like just increased confidence. I'd definitely say doing the table topics, whew, that's a tricky one. First one I know I definitely crashed on, but you know, it's all part of the journey. It's tricky at times because, you know, you think, you know, you can speak off the top of your head, but when you really are put on the spot, it's actually tricky. It's harder than you think, and especially when you try to keep to a topic. And as I mentioned, you know, it helps you understand structure. So instead of going all over the show, you know, you start, you do a middle, and then you kind of wrap it all up. It's helping with stronger communication at work. I've noticed, you know, kind of, when I have conversations with certain people, ensuring, you know, I'm always speaking about my why, I'm kind of proposing that we do what we do, and then just, you know, going into how we can do it, and then the what of the outcomes that can be achieved. So it's just great structure as well. And also, the last event that I had at Toastmasters, I did a listening evaluation session. Now that's tricky as well. So, you know, people have lovely speeches and you kind of get hooked into them and you just want to keep listening. You go, oh, no, I can't. I've actually got to start kind of evaluating them. So it can be very tricky, you know, because you're trying to catch everything they say. You're trying to kind of call out points for improvement, points where, like, they're doing an amazing job. So it's, you know, for better listening and feedback skills as well. So definitely a range of things, not just literally speaking, which is interesting because I guess attending one of the sessions, it's not been what I thought it would be. It's definitely played out different, and a good different, but, you know, just different.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, it's just there's so many different skills to learn, and I'm so glad that you were able to take those into your workplace and to your own life. It's really cool to hear. Also, are there any projects or hobbies that you are working on that you would like to share with us tonight?
So definitely probably my number one pet project that I probably will have on for years is landscaping that land. So obviously when we bought the land, it was just like a 1.2 hectare flat piece of land, so the house goes up. But then, you know, right now, you know, you've got to kind of build that kind of atmosphere, build those kind of creative areas. So we've been building up around the land, but it takes time. And what I like is me and my husband, we do a lot of like the mahi. So yes, we could pay some, but you know what, I get more kind of a good feeling out of doing a lot of the hard work myself, and it keeps me nice and fit at the same time. Over the Christmas period, we just actually finished building an outdoor barbecue living area. Took a while, but you know, it's just amazing what I think me and my Michael can smash out together, and it's just us two and our little man living there. It's great.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, I have to get a photo of your finished landscaping, all that in progress landscaping at some point. It looks, sounds really cool. Yeah.
I've definitely said after this project, because we've done a lot of little projects, we've built it up, but this one's got to be, I want this one to be the last big one, because you've got to enjoy the land as well. Otherwise, we'll just be forever building it and never enjoying it. And then, you know, too old to even appreciate it. So, going to slow it down a bit.
Yeah. And so, have you got like a livestock or like veggie gardens? I know you've told me about like your cauliflower patches that you have. Yes.
So, huge cauliflower fan. I have cauliflower every day. I like to put it in the, what do you call those machines?
So the air fryer?
Air fryer, yes, yep, that's it, the air fryer. And just a bit of spices, boom. But anyway, back to how I get my cauliflower. So my husband, jack of all trades, like an amazing man. I take my hat off to him. Like, he's a very corporate kind of executive as well, but he's very handy as well, like, outside doing all this building stuff. So he's got he's built like a garden patch, and so he grows like potatoes, cauliflower. We haven't done too well the strawberries because the birds have like picked them a lot off this year. So what we're going to have to do is put a net over. It's good. It's great.
Nice one. And what is your favourite place that you have travelled to and why?
Probably my favourite place is going to America, even though won't get too political here, but you know, it's an interesting place. But we went about a few years ago now with the older boys. We took them to Disneyland, but before we went to Disneyland, we went to San Francisco. So we went to Alcatraz. Alcatraz is like a very, very old prison that's on an island. So you kind of go on a boat, experience that kind of crazy kind of Alcatraz prison. And we actually got to meet one of the people that was incarcerated in that prison too. He was signing books. So that's really fun. But going to San Fran, when you go down into downtown, the thing is, it's quite dirty. Like, when I say dirty, you know, you've got a lot of war veterans that are not in work, so you can imagine they're hanging out on the streets. It's life, you know what I mean? But it's dirty because people were just, like, yuck all over the place. Not that I'm, like, I didn't like it, but it kind of felt like, I like this. This is real. This is living. I mean, it was interesting. And then we went off to LA, where we went to Anaheim, which was Disneyland. The older boys loved it. I do feel like Disneyland, yeah, it's just one of those places you want to say you've been to, take the bucket list. But the rides, oh, they're very, like, easygoing. You know, of course, I think when I want to go to a theme park, I like to go places where it's, like, you're kind of on your deathbed kind of rides. But these ones are, like, very fun and friendly, but it is all good. But I liked America. I've been to the islands many times as well and over into the UK, but definitely America because I like the experience of, I talk about like San Fran was like really dirty and just like the way things were and all the veterans, but that's life. And I think that was what really was interesting to show up and just show my boy, older boys, you know, unfortunately, you know, this is how some of the paths have puffed out for some of these guys.
No, I appreciate the realism, or like that you're not going to sugarcoat it.
Yeah,
that, yeah, it's nice, refreshing perspective. So thank you for sharing. Your favourite animal.
My favourite animal. Actually, when we were speaking to the previous question, you had mentioned. I think you were asking, was there any other kind of upcoming projects coming? And I'm like, well, no, we're going to kind of slow it down. But in saying we do have a new project going on, this coming weekend we're picking up 3 Indian runner ducks. So you've got to buy, you've got to get them in trios. Mm. And I love ducks. So when I used to live in Churton at our other place, we lived in a new developed area. So we also lived around a lot of kind of places that hadn't been built yet, but there were a lot of ducks around. And so I used to buy stacks and stacks of, like, wheat and used to feed the ducks morning and evening. And I used to probably feed about 30. I mean, ducks are very intelligent too, so they've got good memories of, like, obviously anyone, you can get fed, you're going to go where you can get fed. So I did that for months and months. And I remember I wrote a letter to the council because I was so worried about how cars were driving around the area. And I asked them to put up those duck signs so people would slow down. So, yeah, my favourite animals are ducks, and this weekend we are picking up 3 IR ducks, and my Michael's like, no, complete responsibility on you, I'm not having anything to do with these animals, blah, 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 but it's like, yeah, I'm in there, you know, but like, next thing you know, I'm on the internet, and I've bought an automatic duck feeder just to make sure they get fed. And then, yeah. You know, Michael's like, oh, well, okay, I'll build them a little house. Not that I think they will go in it, but, you know, it's just funny how, like, things play out. So I like ducks. I do like pug dogs, and I had a pug dog called Aten, Egyptian sun god, ancient one name. We had him for 15 years, but he passed away about 4 years ago, and I don't have the heart to do another dog, so I love pug dogs as well.
Oh. That was some... curious, like, why do you need the Indian ducks in threes?
Yes, so I was also, it was a 101, so when I went to go meet the people that are selling them, I was open and honest, like, I don't really know how to look after them, so they gave me a good understanding. So what they say is you usually get a drake, which is a male, and then you got 2 females. I can't remember what they were called. But you get them in 3 because that's the kind of, like, team they like to be in. The drake will always protect the females. An interesting fact, yeah. So they will have their little chicks, but if you want to keep that controlled, you just got to make sure you take those eggs away from them. So you'll get eggs from them too. So they'll be interesting to eat them as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Selena, for coming on, willing to be interviewed and... such you're an inspiring woman with the amount of things that you do, with the balancing of the lifestyle block and your corporate job and looking after your soon to be new ducks coming through. So
thank you for the questions. They were really great.
Oh,
got me thinking. Thank so you. Challenging. Thank you.
And so we come to the conclusion of this podcast episode. This was episode number 8 of Master Toast on Air, presented by community group Toastmasters Wairarapa in New Zealand. Whether you're looking to improve public speaking, developing leadership abilities, or simply to meet new people,
Toastmasters offers a welcoming environment to everyone. Now that you've had a taste of Master Toast on air, why not check out on our live? Why not check out? Come to a meeting. To find out more, check out the Toastmasters Wairarapa Facebook page. Thank you. Good night.